I have a friend who is a very successful publican. Ian, his wife and family, have resurrected a few ailing and decrepit hostelries over the years. I'd lost touch with them for a while, so the other day, whilst on holiday in their area of the UK, I decided to seek them out. I had heard through the grapevine that they had taken over a public house in a village where, due to a new bypass, passing trade had become non-existent, and the place had become virtually dead. As I got out my car, the throng of a packed inn at lunchtime indicated that Ian had worked his magic again. Laughter and the murmur of many conversations filled the air. "Hello there! Nice to see you!" shouted Ian, as he skilfully conveyed another meal to an eagerly awaiting party. "Can't stop now," he mouthed. "Too busy. See you in a minute." I couldn't help smiling as I watched my friend take a detour to another table, just to make sure everything was okay and to crack a joke. Everyone in the place, customers, staff, and especially Ian, were enjoying themselves. Later, all the lunches eaten and most customers gone, Ian told me how many thousands of pounds he'd spent on the place. New fireplace, new floor, extension at the rear, etc. Of course, the refurbishment has helped. However, the real essential factor is Ian's love of his job. He's a natural landlord. He doesn't go back to the table to ask if things are okay because he thinks he ought, but because he wants to. And he gets a kick out of pleasing people. Where is this place? Well, that will be advertising, and he couldn't get any more people in there. But should you want to create a similar atmosphere, maybe the most important ingredient is you.